In this episode, I'm showing you exactly how to protect your wealth by showing you what market signals to pay attention to. Right now, governments across Europe are paying more to borrow. Germany, France, Italy, and Spain, all at once. This isn't random. This is the bond market repricing risk, and most investors are completely ignoring it. This is Brian. I've been a financial advisor for over 25 years. I'm also an author and certified health and life coach. And my goal is to help you save smarter, invest better, and keep more. Here's what nobody's talking about. Bond markets don't scream warnings. They kind of whisper. And when multiple sovereign bond yields rise together, it's not a local problem. It's systematic pressure building in the global financial system. The bond market signals danger months before the stock market realizes it. Most people miss it completely. Because while your portfolio looks fine today, funding costs are tightening worldwide. And when governments refinance debt at higher rates, that pressure spreads and ripples to corporations, to banks, to mortgage rates, and to market liquidity. The question isn't whether this matters. The question is, will you act before everyone else figures it out? In this episode, you're going to learn three wealth decision principles to remember to become smarter with money and an action plan to help you make better wealth decisions starting today. So have you noticed that every time the stock market feels invincible, something breaks a few months later? It's never what people expect. It's never where they're looking. And it almost always starts in the bond market where most people don't look. Here's the pattern. Yields rise quietly. Stocks keep climbing. Investors ignore the signals. Then liquidity tightens and leverage unwinds. And suddenly the market that looked unstoppable hits a wall. That's not theory. That's 2008. That's 2000. That's how debt-based markets work. So let me paint you a picture of what's happening right now. Governments don't pay off their debt. They roll it. They refinance it. Think about it like refinancing your mortgage, except you're doing it every few years with billions or trillions of dollars. When interest rates are low, governments refinance cheaply. Budget pressure stays manageable. Markets stay calm. But when bond yields rise, when governments have to pay 4, 5, or even 6% instead of 2%, everything changes. Their interest expense grows. Budgets tighten. They have less room to stimulate economies during downturn. And here's where it gets critical. This pressure doesn't stay contained. When governments refinance at higher rates, corporations face the same reality. Banks tighten lending standards. Credit becomes expensive. Housing affordability drops. Consumer spending slows. None of this happens overnight. That's what makes this dangerous. It builds gradually beneath the surface while stock prices keep rising and everyone assumes everything is fine. So let me ask you something. Have you ever felt the market was telling you something, but you couldn't quite put your finger on it? Let me know in the comments below. That feeling, that's often the bond market signaling before your brain kind of catches up. But most of us don't look at the bond market on a daily basis. So let's talk about understanding some of the bond market signals. Here's what most investors miss completely. Bond price, cash flows, and funding costs. Not optimism, not stories, not hype. That makes them fundamentally different from stocks. When stock investors get excited, prices rise on emotion and momentum. But bond investors, they're calculating precise returns based upon default risk, inflation expectations, and central bank policy. They're cold, mathematical, and unforgiving. That's why bonds usually move before equities. The bond market doesn't wait for bad news to hit CNBC. It prices risk the moment conditions change. Stock markets can keep partying on for months while bond yields quietly scream warnings. Right now, we're seeing something specific and somewhat concerning. Long-term government bond yields across Europe are rising together. Germany, France, Italy, Spain, Portugal, and Greece, all moving higher simultaneously. This isn't one country with budget problems. This isn't a bad debt auction. This is the market repricing sovereign risk at the system level. So this leads me to wealth decision principle number one. When bond markets whisper together, listen before equity markets scream. Here's why this principle matters. Individual bond movements happen constantly. Countries run deficits. Auctions disappoint. Yields fluctuate. But when multiple sovereign yields move upward together, especially developed economies, it signals something structural. Global funding conditions are tightening. Credit is becoming more expensive everywhere, not just somewhere. That's not a prediction. That's a measurement. And before we go any further, quick reminder, if this is making you rethink your portfolio strategy, hit the subscribe button. By the end of this video, you're going to have a step-by-step action plan that'll help you position your investments before market conditions deteriorate. So let's trace exactly how rising government bond yields affect your money. Step one, governments refinance at higher rates. Interest expenses grow as a percentage of tax revenue. Two, budget flexibility shrinks. Less money for infrastructure, stimulus, or crisis response. Three, corporate borrowing costs rise. Companies refinance debt at the worst times and profit margins compress. And four, banks tighten credit standards. Lending becomes selective. People with high risk get cut off. Step five, asset prices adjust. Real estate becomes less affordable. Stock valuations compress because future cash flows are discounted at higher rates. And step six, speculation unwinds. Leverage becomes expensive. Risky assets sell off first. This cascade doesn't happen in a week. It unfolds over quarters, sometimes years. And here's the dangerous part. Stocks can keep rising during the early stages. That's not a contradiction. That's a lag. Equity investors price earnings and growth expectations. Bond investors price funding risk. There's always a delay between when bond markets signal trouble and when stock markets react. Have you ever watched a market crash and wondered why you didn't see it coming? Most of the time, the bond markets saw it months earlier. So this leads me to wealth decision principle number two. Elevated yields staying elevated is more dangerous than yields spiking temporarily. Think about this carefully. A quick yield spike, maybe from a bad inflation report or policy surprise, creates volatility. Markets adjust and they move on. But when yields rise and stay elevated for months and months, that's when financial pressure starts to compound. Corporate balance sheets weaken progressively. Refinancing costs accumulate. Leverage ratios deteriorate. Margins compress continuously. Eventually, something breaks. Usually, where debt is the highest. 2008 wasn't caused by one bad day. It was years of rising funding costs meeting over-leveraged balance sheets. So what does this mean for your portfolio? Let's talk about what you should actually do. Number one, understand that no asset is completely immune. Even Bitcoin, which many people view as uncorrelated, isn't bulletproof. In past cycles, major crypto drawdowns didn't start with crypto news. They started with stress in traditional funding markets. When liquidity tightens globally, speculation unwinds everywhere. Leveraged positions get liquidated. Risk assets sell off first. That doesn't mean panic and sell everything. It means pay attention to what the bond market is telling you. Markets don't collapse because everyone is watching. They collapse because signals were ignored while prices kept going up. So here's what you need to ask yourself right now. Is my portfolio positioned for a world where credit is expensive? Am I overweight speculative assets funded by cheap debt? Do I have liquidity if funding conditions worsen? So this leads me to wealth decision principle number three. Financial dislocations start quietly, technically, and easy to ignore until they're not. Every major market crisis follows this pattern. Warning signs appear in technical markets like bonds and credit spreads. Most investors dismiss them because stocks are rising. Things feel good. Pressure builds beneath the surface. Then something triggers the cascade. The trigger is never what matters. What matters is that pressure was building the whole time. When you see multiple sovereign bond yields rising together, you're watching financing conditions tighten globally. That's not bearish speculation, that's observation. So here's your action plan for this week. Step number one, check your portfolio's debt exposure. How many of your holdings, stocks, funds, crypto, and companies are sectors with high leverage? Rising funding costs hit those stocks first. Step two, review your liquidity position. In a tightening credit environment, cash becomes valuable. Make sure you're not 100% invested if conditions start to deteriorate. And step three, Monitor bond yields weekly. Watch the 10-year treasury yield and all the other European bond yields. If they keep rising together for months, increase caution. Step four, reduce speculation gradually. This isn't about market timing. It's about risk management. If you're heavily weighted in speculative assets, consider rebalancing before liquidity dries up. So here's your 5-minute challenge. Right now, before you close this video, open your brokerage account and check what percentage of your portfolio is in high growth, high debt companies. Write it down. If it's over 40%, consider adjusting. Look, I'm not telling you the market is going to crash tomorrow. What I'm telling you is the bond market is starting to whisper. And history shows what happens when people stop listening. Financing conditions are tightening globally. Governments are paying more to borrow. That pressure will spread. It always does. You don't need to panic, but you do need to prepare. Because the difference between investors who protect wealth and those that lose it often comes down to one thing: paying attention to signals before they become headlines. If this episode helped you see the market differently, do me a favor, like this video, drop a comment telling me what percentage of your portfolio is in high debt companies or high growth, and subscribe so you don't miss next week's episode. Once again, this is Brian, the Wealth Decisions Guy. Thanks for listening. And I hope to see you next week.